Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does God take a young man in South Africa, whom he has gifted with an incredibly high financial IQ, trained in the best schools, worked among the most prestigious firms and elaborate deals, and brings him to one of the most influential churches and denominations in the world? This is the incredible story of our guest, Louis Eckstein. The experiences he's had and the choices he's made is sure to bless you. We here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, well, we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. If you are just checking out the Christian faith, wanting to know what this whole thing is about, Christianity, spiritual life, what is it all about, well, we're here to hold you by the hand and introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today, my friend, calls you to himself. And if you are walking with the Lord, well, we're here to strengthen you, to build you up. May this story be one of inspiration and encouragement for you today. Louis Eckstein is the chief financial officer of the Church on the Way in Van Nuys, California. He oversees the areas of finance, accounting, bookroom, information technology, and media outreach. He also interacts with the missions, media, and graphics departments. He leads the church's stewardship ministry and church-wide financial seminars under the Thrive Financial Life umbrella. He's a speaker on church finances at the Jack Hayford School of Pastoral Nurture and the Foursquare National Pastors Convention. He's credentialed internationally by the Foursquare Church. Previously, Louis worked with national real estate firms in residential, retail, and office space. He was also manager of the audit practice of the international accounting firm Deloitte & Touche in South Africa. He's a certified public accountant. They're a CPA in California, a chartered accountant in South Africa, and chartered management accountant in the United Kingdom. He graduated from the University of Pretoria, where he received his bachelor's and master's degrees in accounting. He's married to Lee, and they have four precious children, Jake, Kathy, Emma, and Elise. Louis, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny. It's such a privilege to be here with you and to speak with you. I pray that this time will be a blessing to those who hear.
Amen. I believe it will. I believe it will. Louis, I mentioned South Africa, but take us there. Where did you grow up in South Africa, and what was it like?
Sure. You know, South Africa, I grew up in the 80s in South Africa, which was still a racially divided country. A lot of change, still in the midst of apartheid. And so growing up there was a very very life-changing experience. You're dealing with a lot of grown-up issues, problems from a very early age, and life. You try to live a peaceable life, live at peace, and yet you realize there's lots of turmoil, lots of things you don't understand about life in the world, and but it was a great place to grow up. A lot of opportunities, possibilities, and I grew up attending church. The culture was at that time was very still church-centered. There were some state churches, and it was the Bible and that kind of instruction was common in schools, and so I'm very thankful for that. And if I can just say that, despite that, though, I was still able to, even though I know about God, was able to go quite a long way without knowing who Jesus is. And
you know, that seems to be that it's a common thing, I think, for people who have a certain level of church influence early on. But how you say it, been able to go a long ways before somehow at some point coming to grips with the personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to get to that. I'll get to that in a few moments. But Louis, who would you say in those early years, who influenced you most during that time?
Well, for sure would be my parents, my father, my mother, and then role models would be teachers in school. But I'd definitely say my parents. I was blessed to have a nuclear family experience growing up, and without me knowing what all of the benefits of that is, I was blessed by that.
You know, nowadays, when you talk about a nuclear family, it seems to be less and less common. Hopefully, we can begin to see some change in that regard. But when you talk about mom and dad, that alone is unique, to have a mom and dad in the home. But there were some things that were deposited in your heart, in your spirit, at an early age. Then you took a while. I mean, that's kind of a general way of saying that, you know, there was a time between the knowing of things in a churchy way, as opposed to knowing things in a very intimate way. Bridge that gap for us. How did you become a Christian?
Great question. Well, in that Christian culture that I was talking about, it was common for us in school to see our friends at church on Sunday, and even go to church outings. And I was around 13, 14 years old when I attended a church camp with hundreds of other kids. And it was at that camp that I realized that Jesus was not part of my life, that I was where I was headed was not to heaven. And what I ended up doing, I made a decision at that camp to accept Jesus as my Savior. And that was a transformational experience, but as powerful as that was, I didn't have a support network around me that could allow that seed to grow and to prosper. And if I can fast forward a little bit, when I went through high school, through college, and started working, I had wandered off. I had become influenced by the world to a point where my life, by the time I was 25, did not resemble a Christian life. You couldn't distinguish me from a follower of Christ. And there's some other things that happened in my life, and I'm coming to Los Angeles at that time, mm-hmm. where I came for a lot of, I think for the reasons a lot of people come to Los Angeles. I came for fame and fortune, the land of opportunity, and I wanted to come to experience what life would be like here in the United States, the country that you see on movies and television. And so I came, and it was great. It was a great start. And but within a few short years, that identity that I had made up for myself through hard work, through an identity of success being tied to my work, that had started to hit a wall. And where I ended up one day, it came crashing down, and I realized everything that I was working towards, the definition of success that I had, was flawed.
Hmm. Louis, I want to, we must. we must come back to that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break right now, but it sounds like, okay, here, with the hard work, with the identity you say you created for yourself, here you are, you're living it. I would imagine there's a financial repercussions to it, or financial benefits, maybe a better way of saying it. Financial benefits to the lifestyle that you had. I mean, hey, you're living in the soft nesting of the world's successful image here in America. And financial man, a man who is able to understand numbers, a gifted individual. But then you hit a wall. When we come back from our break, Louis, explain to us what that was like, hitting that wall. Give us,
sure.
Take us there. Because, you know, today someone might be listening. One of our dear listeners might be listening. And they themselves have created an image, created a reputation, worked very hard to do it. They might have tasted a little bit of quote-unquote success, and then it just drove them further in to want more, to get more, to sacrifice for more. But they're on the threshold right now of hitting their own wall. And somehow in God's amazing way, He sends Louis Eckstein to come share this story that'll touch them right where they're at. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life. becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says, Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So a person grows up with the greatest opportunities that can be given. I mean, a good family. Imagine having an acumen that is given by God. You know, you sit in class and numbers come, math classes come, and all of a sudden you begin to discover within yourself that you are somewhat of a cut above the rest in the sense that numbers, understanding, those things come to you a lot easier. And you get placed on a different track. And your life is actually beginning to carve out in terms of a career path that's going to relate with finances, numbers. And of course, it always comes to dollars and cents. And people of that cut, that swath, very typically are people who eventually become put in position where they can earn significant means and work with some of the best companies. Well, that's the story of our featured guest today. His name is Louis Eckstein. He is the chief finance officer at the Church on the Way in Van Nuys, California. You may have heard of Pastor Jack Hayford. And it's that church there, which is one of the most influential churches in our land here, in our country, among the denomination, the Four Square Church denomination, that has influenced literally millions and millions of people, you know, all over the world. Well, Louis Eckstein is our featured guest today. And he, before our break, he was just talking about his own journey, how he came to faith in Christ, but it involved hitting a wall. I don't know about you, but have you ever hit a wall? I used to run track when I was a teenager, and you know, the 400 meter race, I could be sprinting around, but when I came to that third leg, that bend around coming towards the home stretch, it seems like I would hit a wall. But if you hit a wall in life, and we all do at times, Louis Eckstein's story has something to say to you. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about this show, if you're tuning in right now and you want to get the rest of the podcast, you can get it for free at the Good Life Hawaii. com. Louis, take us back. You were talking about the wall. What happened?
My pleasure, Danny. Well, what happened was we'd been living here in Los Angeles for a few years, and I was working at a very prestigious firm. I had an office that it overlooked the Hollywood sign. I was, on the top of my game, so to speak. But what that required was myself working more and more and harder to accomplish some results. And all along, what God was doing was he was teaching me the futility of work.
Hmm.
You know, work, Solomon says, is ultimately futile. That's not the purpose of what we are here for. It has blessings. Hard work is its own reward, as the saying goes, but that's not the ultimate goal of our life. And what happened was I was working so hard and managing large groups of people and teams to to prepare financial statements and to prepare for listings and public offerings. And what happened was I'd leave my home at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'd be back around 11 o'clock or midnight, and this would go on for weeks, and you know, my wife, we were married only a couple of years, and I'd come home and she'd be sleeping already, and I'd leave before she would even wake up. Wow. And one night I came home, I was dead tired, and I just realized that we were going to have to redo a whole lot of work because to get numbers more current. And I came home and I saw my wife was sleeping, and I went into the bathroom and looked myself in the mirror, took off my tie, and I just broke down. I realized that where I was a failure. It was empty. And I cried out to God that night. I fell on my knees. And those seeds that were planted in my life that I mentioned earlier at a young age, but that didn't have an opportunity to grow, that I called out to that God and said, God, you need to help me. What am I doing here? You need to help me.
I want to understand more. You mentioned failure. You're looking at yourself in the mirror, taking off your tie, loosening your tie. Failure in what way, Louis?
It was a failure in that it wasn't. It was accomplishing something at one level, but it wasn't satisfying in the depth of my soul. I needed more. There was something more to life than working hard, to being liked by your peers, to have money in your bank account. There was something more to life, and there was something that I realized that I couldn't hold all of that together by myself.
You know, as you're saying this, I'm wondering if someone, one of our dear listeners, we all experience this. Have you ever had that itch in your back and you're trying to scratch it, but you don't exactly know where it is, but you have that itch? I think Louis is touching on something in our lives today where perhaps you might feel like he is scratching a place because you've got an itch, and you might not exactly know where it is, but he's getting so close to it, because what he's expressing is part of what you may be feeling. You're in this rigmarole in life, and you know there's more. Louis, what happened?
Well, like I said, I broke down. I was on my knees. I was crying. I was just and even. In that middle, I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was crying, I was sobbing, and as I'm going through that, I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing? What's going on here? This is a bigger moment than I realized.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was so much inside of me had been built up and kept in, and it just all came out. And, you know, the wonderful thing about God is that he meets you where you are, at that point where you decide that you can turn to him, that you want to turn to him. He's right there to meet you.
So true.
And that was my experience. It was, you know, and it wasn't like the, you know, that next day everything was sunshine and roses. It wasn't like, you know, the next week things were perfect in my life. But when I look back at my life, I look to, from that day, that was the day that things started changing in my life. And it was in the next months and the next years that things started momentum started building towards the positive things, the enduring things that I have in my life right now. And those were, that's all a testimony to God's grace and His work in my life.
It sounds like it was a breaking point, and at the same time, a breakthrough moment.
Yeah, very much. Very much. I say, my testimony is that God brought me half a world away to bring me back to Him. And that is where I am right now. I'm back with God, and it's the best place to be.
Well, let's go further. How did you unwind things at work, if things needed to be unwound, in terms of your involvement with the company, big company?
Sure.
How did that happen?
Well, what happened on a work level was I started making some decisions that, and the first one was where I'd been working 7 days a week, I decided that I would take a Sabbath, that I would take a day off and rest. And that was important. And it, you know, and it just came to me, and I know that it was God's idea, but it was something simple. It was a simple step that I could take, something that I could do. And so that was a day that I would just, my wife and I would spend together. We would do, you know, we'd just enjoy ourselves, just not think about work at all. And I had to fight a little bit for it, because if you're in busy season at a CPA firm, you know, there isn't really, there aren't a lot of excuses. You know, the work needs to get done. But I did, and I made that space. And that's, you know, one of the provisions that God has in His commandments is to make the Sabbath day holy, keep the Sabbath and make it holy. And that was something that God started to honor in my life as I did that. That was something of a first step. I also, over the course of the next few years, God taught me the importance of prayer. Huh. And not just going, I've got this funny story, because I was at one day, I was was about to go to work, and Lee says to me, "So, what's going to happen today at work?" And I said, "Well, I don't know what's going to happen, because I've been working on this whole project, and we're having this meeting today, and everybody wants to know where we are. And you know, the truth is that I don't have it done. It's not done. I was waiting for, you know, different parts to be finished, and it's not ready. And people are going to be very upset." And I said to her, "I don't know what I'm going to do." Hmm. And she says, my wife says, "Well, why don't you pray?"
Huh.
I said, "Okay, pray, but then what should I do?"
Then what?
And she says, "No, you just pray. That's it."
Profound.
And I looked at her, and anyway, we were standing at the front door, and you know, we took each other's hands and we prayed.
Yeah.
And the funny thing, or the miraculous thing, is that day went by. We had a meeting, and the subject of my project, that entire thing that I was worried about, didn't even come up.
Huh.
It was just everybody was talking around it. They never talked about it, and it was. After a while, I was baffled. I was sitting there, and I couldn't believe it was like I was in a different world. I couldn't believe that people were having a conversation and not ask, you know, no one's asking me, "So, Louis, where are you, and when are we having this?" And so at the end of the day, I spoke to my wife, and she said, "So how did it go?" And I tell her this thing. It's just crazy that it didn't even come up. And she said, "Well, that's because we prayed."
Yeah.
And that began a journey for me of praying at work, for my people, for what I do, how I do it, and to let my steps be ordered of the Lord. And that made a big difference.
And would you say that those integral changes that were being made back then, while you were still with your previous company, as a result of that breakthrough moment, or breakdown moment, which was a breakthrough, was God's way of preparing you for the pastoral role that you have right now as a man at Church on the Way, the Church on the Way?
Yes, I think so. There was a number of things teaching me about honesty. I always think that I was an honest person, with integrity. But small things like, an envelope at the office that I could use for personal purposes, and I was just arrested in my thought with the idea of, that's not mine. I shouldn't be using that.
Hmm.
And so those small things that can make big differences, and I think because I'm obedient to those small things, they accumulate over time, and it's all a preparation. It's all training, training ground. And, there's bigger decisions that come when you're in an environment, especially with finances, that there can be an opportunity for people to ask you to do something dishonest, and having that boldness to say I'm not going to do that, and that being okay, and allowing your reputation to stand as someone who is it doesn't play in the gray area.
Mm.
I think all of those things were helping prepare me in the practical sense,
mm-hmm.
for that ministry, and then. But we started attending the Church on the Way. That was one of the other steps, was starting to attend church. I definitely recommend that for anyone who is just recently made a decision for Christ or who's interested in Him. Find a good church and start attending. And even if you're only attending half an hour a week or just every third week, it makes a big difference, because those are eternal truths that are getting imparted to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so attending church and learning the ways of the Lord through Scripture, starting to read the Bible, those are all practical things that started becoming a priority in my life.
I like the process that you describe, because it's so relatable in the sense that, God didn't take you one day from your company after you had this moment in the bathroom while Lee was sleeping, and you're having this, some might even call it a meltdown, but it was a catharsis for you. I mean, it was a moment of total change that was it was like a prelude of the greater things to come, you know? But it wasn't one day here, one day elsewhere, but it was a process. And for you, as you're listening today, the Lord, even as you're listening to Louis Eckstein, just share. There might be a cathartic moment within your own heart where you have a moment of illumination. The light is turned on and you realize, you know, God is doing something much bigger than you realize. Well, part of the process may very well be that God is going to begin to cause transformation to take place in your own heart where you are. But that will be very purposeful in Him preparing you for where He will have you be. He might not reveal it all to you, but it's part of the beautiful process. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, Louis will share more. Have you ever wondered about how the stories in the Bible relate with our lives today? We're talking not just general stories, but I mean those so-called stories of the Bible. But how does it relate to you in your life, in your situation today? I'm thinking about the name of a biblical character by the name of Jacob. Louis Eckstein will talk to us about Jacob and what that story has meant to him, and maybe even what it means to you. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear more from Louis Eckstein. Louis has been very gracious to us today. I mean, he's been very, very transparent. He's a man of stature amongst his denomination. He's a man who is highly trusted, but he's been put through many tests as well. His faith has been tested. His family has gone through his marriage. They've gone through their own trials. But the Lord has seen them through. Perhaps that's why I feel a boost of hope. Do you feel a boost of hope? If so, there's even more to come. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, now, have you ever wished that you knew something? You would say, well, if I only knew then what I know now. Huh? Have you ever asked yourself that or felt that way? Well, if so, you're not alone. You're like me. I mean, I feel like that many times, even today. If I only knew then what I know now. Oh, how much difference that would have made. Well, one of the things that we have here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is the Lord just keeps bringing people of wisdom, and they share things on our program accelerate our learning so that when the time comes that we need to make a change or we need to make a decision, we have already deposited in our hearts and in our spirits certain gems of wisdom that God has dispensed to us for us to make certain decisions or maybe just some changes. And our guest today, Louis Eckstein, will share more wisdom with us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. So grateful that you've joined us today, and this is indeed one of those divine moments as you listen to the story of our guest. In fact, to find out more about Louis Eckstein, you can go to tcotw.org. tcotw.org. That's the Church on the Way website, where he's the chief finance officer. Louis, you were mentioning to me while we were off the air about a certain biblical story, something having to do with Jacob. Talk to us about that.
Sure. Yeah, as I was praying about our time, the Lord gave me this. I've been reading through Genesis, and Jacob is such a fascinating character because because he struggles for a lot of things, and what happens to him is he gets a blessing from his dad that he kind of swindles his dad out of, and his brother gets his brother upset, and he's one of his mom's favorites, and then he flees and he goes and works for a man who ends up treating him, but he marries his wife, but then he gets tricked, and he ends up with the second wife as well, and so he's got all these things are happening in his life, and he gets cheated out of money, and so he's got a lot of things that are going on in his life, and he comes back and reconciles with his brother, and then in Chapter 35 of Genesis, verse 1, says, "Then God said to Jacob, 'Arise and go up to Bethel and dwell there and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother.'" And the portion of that verse that I think is significant is that God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there." It's not at this point in Jacob's life, it's not a suggestion that God's making. Jacob had come back on his journey and he'd gotten into some other trouble. And now God is speaking to him, saying, get up from where you are. You're dwelling in some place of comfort, in some place of where you're not supposed to be. I want you to get up and go to Bethel and live there. And Bethel, in the Hebrew word, means house of God. And I think for us, for me, how that speaks to is that we need to get up. We need to take a step of action. We need to be intentional. And we need to go to the house of the Lord. And we need to live there. It's not a... it's not something of a suggestion. It's really an imperative for our lives that we need to take action and we need to live in that spiritual place that God has for us, in that close relationship in his house, so that because he has got greater promises for us and a greater future for us than we can possibly imagine in the place where we are right now. So if I can apply that a little bit to my testimony, and there's doubtless lots of people that are hearing this and this can they would have a similar experience. I was on the road to success. In what I thought that my identity had become wrapped in, too, and I was on that road and in a measure of contentment in what I thought was a successful. But God had much greater things for me. He had promises that in a future beyond what I could even imagine. But he needed me to get up from where I was. And he needed me to move in my emotional makeup and my spiritual makeup to a place of dependency on him, of knowing him and being in a relationship with him. So I pray that this would be encouraging for anyone who's listening to arise and to go up to the place of the Lord and to live there, because God has got great things in store for you.
You might be at a place, as you're listening to Louis, where you hit a dry point. You might feel like your soul or your own life, or maybe your financial life, maybe your relational life has sort of dried up. It's parched. With all said, you might feel as though you are in an emotional Sahara Desert. And where do you go for refreshment? Bethel, the house of God. And Louis reminds us of that. And maybe in this place where things may be very dried up and cracked, you wish that there was a hope of a reminder of what you could do or where you could go. And there you have it. Something awaits. Perhaps that just very much like an oasis in a desert. there at the house of God. Just like Jacob was told to do and Louis did. Maybe God has, well, not maybe, we know. Things turn for the good as you go to the Lord, seek the Lord, and the fellowship of God's people. Louis, we're going to take a quick, just a quick break now. When we come back, my friend, you teach financial seminars. You teach it at your church, big church. You teach it in large capacities. But I want to go personal. What is it that maybe you could share about finances? Distill it for us in a practical way that we can apply today. Maybe in a marriage relation, maybe in a family. Something about finances. Could you do that? Could you just maybe throw out a few gems, brother, about finances? We'll take a quick break right now when we come back. Louis Eckstein. You know, one of the things I love about learned people, many of them have learned all kinds of intricate concepts. But to me, the great ones can take those concepts and distill it in such a way that it's also easy to understand. So easy that I can take it, I can talk to my wife about it, we can apply it to our family life, our finances, right now. I think you'll get something when you hear more from Louis Eckstein. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, you know, sometimes things can get so complicated. Some of us don't have the financial acumen that some others may have, and that's why I feel like in some ways the Lord has given them this gift and also a gift to be able to, you know, unwrap it in such a way that allows us to be able to benefit from some of the insights that are gained. Well, that's the ability that the Lord has given to my friend and our featured guest today. His name is Louis Eckstein. You know, Louis used to work for, he was in management and leadership with Deloitte and Touche, an international accounting firm, while he was there in South Africa. An incredible story of change. I mean, a man who had, he was working 7 days a week. I mean, he would leave when his wife was sleeping early in the morning, and by the time he'd come back, she'd be sleeping again, his dear wife, Lee. But the Lord did something to him. It was a story of, a dramatic story, really, of what happened in the bathroom as he looked himself in the mirror. And if you're tuning in right now, you gotta get this show. You want to hear the whole thing in its entirety. And it's available for you free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go ahead, check that out. And as you listen to it, you might think of someone you want to pass it on to. Share it with a friend. And this would be a great way of reaching out to someone with the love of Christ. Go ahead and send that to them. And If you're wanting to find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, like Louis Eckstein has, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Get to Know Jesus tab, and we have something special just for you there. Louis, now give us a nugget of financial practicality. What would you say?
Sure. Well, you know, I was thinking about this in my life, what is so important and from a practical point is my wife and I, that we are in agreement when it comes to money. You know, money is the number one cause of divorce in our country and in the world. And it's because it is such a natural divider. I want to do one thing, she wants to do something else. My spouse wants to do something else. And so what we just have a rule that we came up with and said that anything that we spend that's over $100, we need to be in agreement with, we need to agree on. And, you know, it's like anything, as soon as you make a decision, as soon as you make a commitment to something, it will be tested. And, you know, if you decide, if you, for a new Christian, decide to follow Jesus, that decision is going to be tested. And in this way, too, you know, we've got some funny stories, too, about, you know, being challenged. And, you know, because I see something, some electronic device or something, and it'll be okay, or I assume she'll like it or whatever. And, no, we just made that rule that we'll agree on money. Over anything over $100, and that just saves so much heartache, you know, so much trouble and explanation later down the road. And another one, just since we're talking about marriage, is we also learned to not talk about money after 9 o'clock at night. Huh. You know, the story that says nothing good happens after 11 o'clock at night. Well, if you talk to your spouse about money after 9 o'clock at night, the odds are that it's going to go downhill and you're going to end up in some argument and something that you wish you could have avoided. So we definitely try to avoid that. We talk about money early in the morning, you know, when you wake up or over lunch or something like that, especially some bigger decisions. And that way you're in a positive mind frame and not tired. So that's another just quick practical I could throw in there for us.
Well, I mean, that is very practical. Very, very practical. And like you mentioned, because we get tired. And why else? Why do you think that is? When you talk about 9, 11, specifically 9 o'clock. Why do you think that's so?
Well, you know, I think that, I think on our own, We have our own selfish tendencies. I mean, sin is real. You know, we live in a fallen world. But there's also an enemy that wants to take opportunity of our weaknesses. And misunderstandings happen between spouses. I have one intent, but I communicate it a different way. Because, you know, my communication is lacking a bit. That gets misunderstood. It's not that anyone's trying to be mean or nasty or harmful, but it can be misunderstood that way. And especially that happens when you get tired. You may not have eaten, you know, all day, or, you know, you missed lunch or something.
Right.
And you get home. And it's not that I'm not upset at my wife or she's not upset at me. It's the fact is I didn't have lunch.
Yeah.
And but you don't think about that when you're in the midst of an engagement,
very, very practical.
A verbal engagement. So,
yeah.
So I think that's what happens is we can become vulnerable to times when the adversary or just circumstances can get the better of us. And so if we can be thinking ahead, we can avoid those. So does it happen all the time? No, but it gives you a better chance of success.
Louis, you're a pastor, a man of God, man of the word, man of prayer. You've talked about prayer. Can you lead in a prayer for someone or people, a couple, a family, right now, particularly who is in a point of financial distress, financial concern, maybe big decisions that have to be made? Could you pray?
Yes.
Please.
I'd be honored to. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne. Lord, we come to you, the creator and the sustainer of all things. Lord, the owner of everything that exists. Lord, the lover of our souls. We thank you, Lord, that everything exists and is held together by you and by the power of your word. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you and ask that you would bless, Lord, the people that are hearing my voice right now. Lord, I pray that you would, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would bring peace, Lord, to troubled hearts. Lord, I pray that you would bring stability, Lord, to people experiencing emotional turbulence. Lord, I pray for those business owners, those single mothers that are struggling to make ends meet or wondering where the next dollar is going to come from, when that deal or how that deal is going to get concluded. Lord, I pray that you would give them the mind of Christ now in this moment.
Yes.
Lord, that you would speak to their very souls, that you are in control, that you have a plan, that you know their future, that their future is secure. Lord, I pray that you would cause in them a stirring, Lord, to seek you, to know you more, to know this God of Jacob in the Bible, who can speak to someone who is going through some of the very same things, struggles and family challenges and business dealings that are going awry, and then you can give him peace and you can bring him to a place of peace and prosperity. And I speak that, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit now to those that are listening, and bring comfort to them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Louis, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been an honor.
Indeed. I hope you've been encouraged by the story of Louis Eckstein. You know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. There, the Get to Know Jesus tab. And have you considered being a financial supporter of our team? You can make a donation at thegoodlifehawaii.com as well. Proverbs 28:6 says, "Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked, though he be rich." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Louis Eckstein. Find out more at tcotw.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.